Welcome to Level 7, Episode 9, Marvel's The Wolverine Mini Review.
Welcome to Level 7, the podcast about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Welcome to Level 7, the unofficial Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
I'm Ben Avery, and I am joined by my co-host.
I am Daniel Butcher.
Yes, my partner in arms. And we are usually here to talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Today, however, we're talking about another Marvel movie that has just recently come out and we thought deserved its own mini episode, even though it's not part of the Cinematic Universe. Our Avengers episode will go live. That'll be episode 10. That'll go live on Wednesday. And starting with that episode, we'll be going weekly. Every week on Wednesday, we will have a new episode for you. This week is our first half of our conversation about the Avengers, where we take on the characters of the Avengers. Next week will be when we talk about more about plot and cinematography and that sort of thing. But, like I said, this episode we're talking about the Wolverine, and every once in a while we will need to do an extra episode like this. When Thor the Dark World comes out in November, we will be recording quite possibly two episodes that week because we'll need to cover Thor and maybe the whatever episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be on that week. So for now, though, we are for the most part going to be weekly, and then every once in a while something will come up superhero, specifically Marvel superhero related, like the Wolverine. And that is what we are here to talk about today.
So if you've seen The Wolverine, just turn us off.
No. Leave us on if you've seen it.
If you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it, I'm not sure how spoilery we're going to get. So beware and be warned. But if you have not seen it, we'll try and keep it spoiler free to talk about whether we think you should see it or not. How's that sound?
Well, I think we could say right now whether or not you think you should see it.
Okay, we'll say it right now then. Okay.
So I would say if you would like to go see an action movie in which you shouldn't think very much, go see Wolverine.
And
you'll
I
enjoy
will,
yourself.
I will say if you liked the first X-Men movie, this one is basically on par with that. It's not quite as good as the second X-Men movie. Slightly better, I think, than the third one. So
yeah.
So I think it's a solid superhero action movie that's just a fun and interesting diversion. It's not going to change the world, but it's interesting because it is just a short story about a single character and not about the world getting ready to end. So, The Wolverine. I think that's an important thing to have that article there.
The
Wolverine.
He deserves the "the."
Yeah.
Because it's not just a name, it's a title. He is the Wolverine. Now let me say this again. He is Wolverine. See, it just doesn't have the same.
Yeah. It's like the Batman versus Batman. So.
Yeah. The matters.
I don't know why, but it's there. So, yeah.
So Wolverine, Ben.
Yeah. What's your overall perspective here?
So here's what happened to me when I saw the Wolverine. I went to one of our listeners' bachelor party to see the Wolverine. Matt, a good friend of mine.
Yeah, which is why he's a listener, especially.
Yeah, and there were several of us there, including another listener, Ben. And we were, we got together, met at the movie theater, went to my movie theater. Now has very, very comfy chairs. It actually has leather recliners. For all of its seats. It's fantastic. It's the greatest thing ever. And about 45 minutes in, someone in my party asked me if I knew what the movie was about. About 55 minutes in, the gentleman who was sitting next to me on my right was asleep. And the gentleman to the left of me was reading a Kindle book. And wow. Everyone in my party universally hated. So we did have dinner after the movie, and they spent the entire dinner talking about how horrible the Wolverine is.
Oh, now, come now.
With me there as the... With me... Now, I'm going to make a confession. I see some of their points. I do think there are some story weaknesses here. I really do. But because they had gone so far to the negative side, I had to spend the next hour defending this film.
Oh, come now. I'm not surprised because I know some of the friends that you're there with, and I'm not surprised. But... Well, maybe it's low-hanging fruit here.
I will admit there's some story weaknesses. As listener Ben keeps mentioning, these are the worst ninjas ever because apparently they can be seen very easily as they're climbing around on roofs. Well, actually, they may be the best ninjas ever since Wolverine's the only one who seems to notice them climbing around on roofs.
Oh, especially that first one. the first guy, the Hawkeye character. Who actually does show that he can use a bow and arrow in the first 5 minutes of his appearance.
He does. He does. The question was, do I know what's going on? There's parts where it wasn't always clear what was going on.
Okay.
But I knew this. Wolverine was going to get the claws out, and he was going to do what he does, and he's the best at it, and it's not very nice. And I knew it was going to happen. And I wasn't there to learn a lesson. I wasn't there. I was just there to enjoy a night with my friends and to have a good time. And I would say that it's the sort of movie you go to. You shouldn't think about it too much, but you're still going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I went and saw this movie. I was alone in the theater with two other people were in the theater with me. It was me. I sat in the very back. So I could be as far away from the screen as possible because it was a small room. And then there was a couple who were there. And I don't know if it was a first date or if maybe they're having an affair so they can't see each other very often. You know, and this is like their only time when they actually get some alone time or whatever. But
so they weren't watching is what you're telling me.
Well, they were watching and they were laughing, but I'm not sure what they were actually laughing about. But I enjoyed myself, and here's why. I was totally reminded of some of the old James Bond movies where the plot is there, but it's really there so you can get to that big final battle. Like Moonraker, okay? The whole reason he have any plot in that movie is just to get him up into space with a big laser battle with space soldiers and bad guys, you know? Yeah. And I'm reminded of James Bond. They're moving from place to place, even though it was only in Japan. But they're moving from Nagasaki. They're going to, you know, the city for this tower. They go and they interrogate.
Fight on the bullet train.
Yeah. I mean, it's set piece to set piece to set piece. Sometimes it's a fight and sometimes it's quiet. And it allows itself to have time to be quiet. And it's not perfect, okay? It tries to have character moments that kind of fall flat sometimes, but... I liked it for that reason. I liked it that it was just a Wolverine movie. It wasn't, you know, they're going to do, you know, the whole world is at stake here. The only thing at stake here was the girl who Wolverine was kind of using to get over Jean Grey and Wolverine's own powers in life. That was what was at stake. And I liked that it was that kind of a story.
Admit, this is not... the Wolverine in Japan story I wanted.
Okay, I'm curious about that because you mentioned that, and it's very interesting because it's very, very close to the graphic novel, the miniseries. Chris Claremont, Frank Miller miniseries. That's what it's really close to.
So the movie I wanted about Wolverine in Japan was Wolverine becoming a samurai.
Oh, okay.
So, kind of that training setup, learning honor, a character arc. You know, where maybe he's just a little bit more rash, not as thoughtful at the beginning, and then we move towards him being more of a controlled warrior.
See, I read right before going to see the movie. I read that Wolverine season one, but I also read the Wolverine, the Chris Claremont, Frank Miller Wolverine.
See, and so after the movie, I read the Wolverine, and I will say that is the second story I would have liked.
That's the one that, I mean, Wolverine was getting popular, and so they did this miniseries back in the early 80s. And that's where it was a character shift for him. Yeah. Moving.
Well, and I will say they couldn't do that story and keep it in line with X3.
No, they couldn't.
Because that movie starts out with him already having an established relationship with Mariko. There's no Jean Grey hanging over him. He's a very active member of the X-Men. It's a very, very different story than we wind up getting. But I think that this is probably there's no Silver Samurai in that.
Silver Samurai comes right after that, though.
It's not in that story.
Well, it is. It's in the two issues of X-Men that follow up directly after that miniseries.
Yes, but that is not that story. Those are two issues of X-Men. Those are not inked, and those are not illustrated by Frank Miller.
No, but they're written by Chris Claremont.
They're not
Claremont.
Part of this miniseries. And again, when you see him there, I mean the Wolverine movie would have resolved by then. By the time you get to those two issues, and the only reason you're thinking of them as part of the story is because they're in a collected edition.
Yeah, totally. Here's the thing, though, with what you're watching that surprised me, and that was this is a direct sequel to The Last Stand, which I thought they were trying to get us to forget about.
No, they're not, because this is also thanks to the post-credit scene that you have to see. It's our bridge between The Last Stand and First Class. This is our bridge.
And the thing is that I found, I was just talking with my comic shop owner today, how much time have they spent selling the Wolverine to us? How much time did they talk about the Wolverine in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or the weeks coming up to the movie's release? They have been talking about Days of Future Past. That's it. I mean, that's all I've been hearing about. They have another movie that's coming out, but they're already talking about the sequel. And they don't even care, I think. Days of Future Past is going to be the movie that's going to be... it's going to clean up all the continuity and stuff like that. But the Wolverine, who cares? So
I liked it. I did. Yeah. I liked it, but it's definitely not an Avengers. It's
and it's not an Iron Man.
It's probably better. It's better than Wolverine Origins.
I like what they were trying to do. I like what they, I see them. Okay, we've got this wounded character because of he had to kill the woman he loved, which I didn't really believe that he loved her so much. But, and we're gonna tell a standalone story with him. I like it. It's a good direction to go.
And
how many superhero movies do you get to see like that anymore?
I like it, but I don't love it.
So, yeah, that's the Wolverine. So, I don't think it beats anything from the Avengers Initiative.
No, it doesn't.
Not even the Incredible Hulk.
But in general, I do think people are enjoying it. I've heard more people say they've enjoyed it than.
So, okay, well, Daniel, I think that's it then.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Welcome to Level 7. We'd love for you to join the conversation. You can leave us a voicemail at 1-77-55, the word level, and then the number 7. That's 1-775-553-8357. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/welcometolevel7. 7 is spelled out. Follow us on Twitter, where we are Level7Pod. 7 is spelled out, or email us directly, feedback@welcometolevel7.com. 7 is spelled out. Visit our website, welcometolevel7.com, for news, reviews, and links to our RSS feeds. Our theme music is The Light Fantastic by J.S. Earls, jsearls.bandcamp.com. And again, thanks for listening.